Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some Wine and Chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the Chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
What's good, everyone? We hope you guys are having a great day so far. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Scaredy Cats podcast. And for those of you who are new here, allow us to introduce ourselves. We are your hosts, Sway and Liz. And on this podcast, we talk about true crime, ghost stories, and basically anything scary that you can think of. We're going to talk about it. So if that interests you, make sure to add us to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday for a brand new episode.
Yes, guys. And we also review the latest scary movies. And if you have any stories you'd like us to talk about, feel free to send in your requests on any of our social media pages at Scaredy Cats, and that's Scaredy Cats with the K. And we recently just finished watching The Boogeyman in the theaters. And guys, I kid you not, I've said this so many times on this podcast, I am terrified of the dark. Watching that movie in the theaters like made me feel so anxious that I was sitting there like, oh my god, when is this movie gonna be over? Because it was like jump scare after jump scare. And I think at the end of the movie, I checked my heartbeat on my Apple Watch, and it said it was at 107.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, I was scared.
Yeah, guys, so it was me, Lisette, and my brother who went to go watch it. And guys, my brother's chest, when we left the movie theaters, he told me that his chest was hurting. It was a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, which was surprising. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you even said this too, and my brother said it also. It like creeped me out more than the Evil Dead movie.
Yeah. And like, so Evil Dead was very gory, and there was parts that, like, you know, like jump scared you. But this movie, like you said, PG-13, it was jump scares back to back. So I was kind of surprised of how, like, I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't know it was going to be that good.
It surprised me of how good it was, like you said. I mean, with Evil Dead, that was a rated R movie. It was super gory, and I think there was like one time where it jump scared me and it actually got me. But besides that, it was just kind of hard to watch. But this Boogeyman movie, I'm gonna rate it at 10 out of 10 because it did like scare me the whole time. Like, all the jump scares that it had were pretty good jump scares, especially the one that got me the most, like literally made my chest hurt, was the one where, it's not really a spoiler, they just lock her in the closet, and you know that part.
Yeah,
it's so weird too, like this creature, because you can only see its little eyes in the dark, and it's just it really did freak me out. And same. I would recommend for you guys to watch it if you haven't yet. But another thing that's pretty cool is about the nun, the trailer that they showed before the movie started. The Nun 2,
that one does look pretty scary.
We all got jump scared.
Yeah, I think everybody in the theater like got creeped out. But no, guys, overall, like, The Boogeyman was a 10 out of 10 for me. I would definitely recommend watching it, specifically in the theaters. I feel like it's a theater movie, you know.
Yeah, but definitely is. If you're gonna watch it at home, what we were saying is that you have to watch it with either, you have to have a good surround like system, or just watch it with the volume to a good amount, because you need to have like that loudness for those jump scares. And
for
that's why we said
experience.
Yeah, that's why we said if you really want to get scared and like get that full experience of The Boogeyman movie, I would recommend watching it in theaters if you can.
Definitely. But before we begin today's episode, guys, we are going to be talking about mermaids and sirens and, you know, all that good stuff. So what has always amazed me is how the ocean literally makes up a majority of Earth.
Yeah.
And it's insane because, like, even like when you look at maps, everything basically is water. Mm-hmm. And then you see these like little parts of land, which is insane. Yeah. But I think we've explored like the outside more than enough, but not enough of what is right below us. And there's various different sea creatures that are still yet to be discovered. And I mean, like, remember when they first found that blob thing, blobfish?
That blobfish.
That was freaking weird.
It looks gross.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'd rather us not find that kind of stuff.
Then they found that the angler fish, like deep down there,
the
one with
the
little,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
antenna that grow that like kind it's of electricity like, or yeah. something that lights up like a bulb.
Yeah.
That's a weird looking fish too.
It's really odd how stuff like that could exist, but the waters of the ocean are literally endless. Like, and I think that's what scares me the most about it too, is that like it's endless and how deep it can go.
Like, we know in space, we know that it's endless, but we literally have not discovered the end, the like bottom of the sea.
Oh, that which is so crazy. True.
We've never gotten to the bottom of the sea, so we don't know how deep it goes.
Yeah, or how far.
Which is scary because space, like I said, we know that it's endless, but we've never gotten to the bottom of the ocean.
That is very true, guys. But I know there's a difference between mermaids and sirens.
Yeah.
So honestly, I'm not gonna lie, guys. I'm just gonna call it all mermaids because that's how I know it. But I do know, you know, there's sirens and mermaids.
Part of the mermaid family.
Yeah, they're all part of the aquatic humanoids. Yeah. But let's just begin with the facts of how sirens and mermaids even began. So it wasn't until about, I think, 1000 BC when this goddess Agatharius, and I hope I'm saying that right, went into a lake to take the form of a fish. And this is one of the first legends that appeared in Syria, but also how they first came about. So the legend goes that she was this beautiful woman who was the goddess of the moon, fertility, and water. She fell in love with a shepherd, and unfortunately he passed away, and the guilt she felt of her causing his death drove her, like, basically insane that she drowned herself in the lake.
Dang.
And it's pretty sad, honestly, that, like, the whole thing. I was like, oh snap.
Yeah. And one thing that like I recently found out, and I don't think I really ever paid attention to it, that's why I don't think I noticed it, but it's that the Starbucks logo is a siren.
When
we found that out on TikTok, the whole time, like, we used to get Starbucks a lot. Now we get it like probably like once a month, even if we get it at all.
True.
So we don't get it that much. Mm-hmm. But before, like a couple years back, we used to go there like almost every other day. Mm-hmm. which was bad, but you know, we were crackheads for Starbucks.
We were.
But I never noticed it until a TikTok popped up on my For You page, and then I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, the Starbucks logo is a siren?
Yeah.
That's the most, honestly, random like logo for a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Why a sea creature?
I wonder
coffee.
Why. What even Starbucks?
But it's like still a cool
Starbucks.
Logo.
Starbucks. Yeah. It sounds
but it's
weird
a mermaid.
Now that like I'm thinking about it, now that you were saying that, because I forgot, honestly, yeah. until you mentioned that. If you guys know why Starbucks is called Starbucks and why it even has a siren, let us know.
I just think that it's impossible for mermaids not to be real. Because even if we look back at, you know, the hieroglyphics, like the Egyptians or the Mayans, they would draw out like in carvings mermaids, things that look like mermaids. They would draw like crafts that were UFOs. There were some with like giant people, which basically are giants. It makes me think, like, for somebody to draw something or make a story about that, they would have to see something similar to it, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Like, how would somebody just randomly, they're gonna tell a story to their kid and they just randomly think of a fish human?
Yeah, and a majority of the times, you know, our imaginations are from things that we've seen.
Yeah.
So it's not, it wouldn't just be like them, you know, making it up. It's probably things they've seen.
And I've always told you too, I feel like the reason they don't come out now is because of how, like, we have cameras, we have like all this advanced technology. And if they were to come out, we all know what would happen. Scientists would catch it. They'd probably kill the creature or like hold it captive and do a bunch of studies on it and basically like torture it in a way.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's why these kind of creatures are careful when they come out or how they show themselves. But I feel like it's more common in, what would it be, like third world countries?
Yeah, like, in other countries, like, yeah. It's pretty crazy because, like you said, like, you know, you hear a lot of stuff like that happening in other countries besides ours, but I feel like because our government likes to hide it, I guess, in a way. But I don't know, that's just a theory, guys. But getting back into it, like we said, she had drowned herself in a lake and the water gods ended up transforming her into a fish. But as beautiful as she was, they didn't want her looks to vanish, so that's how the typical idea of a mermaid first began, with the half human, half fish, with the majestic look. So overall, the water gods spared her beauty and she was transformed because of a broken heart. And you know, since water is like the symbol of tears, basically all that was just like, you know, she was heartbroken because this guy that she loved died because of something that happened in between them. I can't recall exactly what, but it's a pretty sad story. But that's basically how, you know, mermaids and sirens first began.
For many centuries, people have reported seeing mermaids all around the globe, but some may say they could just be an old sailor tale or a pirate legend. But however, what convinced me a little bit is one of the most famous pirates known as Blackbeard. If you are not familiar with him, let's just say this guy was fearless and literally had no mercy. He was an English pirate who traveled the West Indies and the eastern coast of Britain's North America. He was one of the most notorious pirates of his time. However, he died from wounds from a fight, and he left behind his logbook where he wrote his voyages involving the many robberies and murders he conducted. And there was also certain parts in his book where he mentioned enchanted waters. The enchanted waters were often parts of their voyages, and they would, you know, basically steer away from them.
For years, his logbook has drawn curiosity and may have proved that there could be possibly mermaids in the sea. And who knows if it is mermaids, it was definitely a sea creature of some sort, but this map he had looks crazy. And it's on Google too, if you guys wanted to check it out, because I honestly never heard of Blackbeard until I started looking into it. I'm like, oh crap, like this guy was like a gangster, you know? It's just insane because like you were mentioning earlier, like all these people had these carvings and like things like that of these mermaids. So obviously they saw something during that time, yeah. Right?
I don't necessarily think it was a hallucination. I mean, back then most of the waters were like not discovered. Yeah. You know, they were just passing through to get to where they needed to be. Mm-hmm. And I mean, hallucination, I mean, if they were in the boat, they have fish, they have water, how would they be hallucinating?
Yeah. And I feel like that's a main thing that people think, like, oh, they were hallucinating, or oh, they were just, you know, dehydrated, or they were drunk at sea, or yeah, things like that. Maybe they were, guys, but overall, like, there's more than enough of these ancient artifacts of drawings of these things that, you know, would make it hard for me to believe that there wasn't things like that. But I don't know if you did this, but when I was younger, I kid you not, I was so freaking into mermaids, and I still like firmly believe that mermaids are real. Even ask my family, like, it's like hardcore, I believe it. But when I was younger, I was into watching mermaid videos caught on camera on YouTube. Same. And there's this specific one that I remember me and my sister were in the living room. I ended up playing on the big screen. Oh. And it froze on that where she comes in and she's screaming and she puts her hand on the camera.
Oh yeah.
I remember just dipping out of my living room, and we were like both scared to go in there because it was so scary. But did you ever do that? Because
yeah, I one that stands out to me, and I was literally thinking about it, is I'm pretty sure you saw it if you've seen, you know, mermaid videos. But it's like titled like Navy SEAL catches a mermaid, and it's like this video, and they inside like the boat, there's a little tank, they're like pointing the camera inside the little like window, where the inside the
and
tank,
she like throws her hand
and she
on
goes
there.
Like, yeah, she throws her hands and she's passing by first. Yeah. That honestly like scared me, but I used to watch so many like catching mermaids or mermaids caught on camera.
Yes.
And like even bringing it back to you saying that maybe these sailors and stuff were drunk, we could easily say the same thing about aliens, you know, like these people that drew these drawings were drunk, or these people that saw these UFOs or saw a Bigfoot
were on stuff.
Yeah. You know, so we can easily say that about other things that people believe more than mermaids. But fun fact, guys, I've said it before in other podcast episodes, but I'm honestly scared of the ocean. Big bodies of water like that, I'll see it from afar. I'm not gonna swim in it. I won't take a boat in it. I won't do anything. I'm just admire it from far away.
I don't blame you though, because like we said, they're endless, guys. Yeah. But now we're just gonna begin with the recent encounter with the TikToker who came upon this weird creature in the ocean. And before we tell the story, I want you guys to think about what would you do in this situation, because I know I'd be running. But this TikToker known as Sauce90 actually blew up because of his recordings of these weird sounds that are believed to have been mermaids or sirens. And here's a snippet of what it sounded like, you guys, and just hear how chilling it is.
Where are you?
Oh, that's over here.
Wait, no, now it's there.
And what's interesting about this, a lot of people can call it fake, a lot of people can call that it's staged, but I honestly found out about this guy a while back, and these videos are videos of him when he's live streaming. So it would be very hard for somebody, I guess not hard, I mean, if you really want to go that far into it and put all that work in, you could stage something like that. But he would just record it live, mm-hmm, because he started doing like this series where he records himself at work, you know, late at night. These little occurrences started happening little by little while he was live, which is crazy, because I mean, to me, seeing his surrounding and all that, it would be kind of hard to stage that.
It would, but in even just like hearing that sound, it freaks me out, because like imagine how pitch black it is out there, and like you're just like on a boat, you know, going through the waves, and the only light you have is on, you know, on board. So it would be scary. and out of nowhere, just like hearing this creature in the dark, like, and you guys need to see this video if you guys haven't yet, because for one, he is a fisherman, so a lot of his time is spent out in the waters, and one night while he was out on the boat, he kept hearing those weird sounds, and after a few days he started to film whatever he would hear, like, you know, you mentioned. And at one point there was a crab on deck, and he sees the crab, he tosses it back into the ocean, and out of nowhere, guys, the crab gets thrown back at him. And like, it was like chucked, like tossed, you know. And after this, so many questions were going through my head, like, who could have tossed it back? Because like, people were saying, like, you know, like, he probably faked it, he did it, but I don't think so.
That's the first video I saw of him, and then I started looking more into his stuff, and to me that looks legit. But even after all of this, he would post frequently on TikTok, and one day his boat gets taken under investigation, and the government sets up a scientific laboratory on the boat. And from my perspective, I wouldn't see why, you know, you would set up on the boat unless something actually was found, like something that the public should not be seeing.
Yeah, I agree, because not long after he posts the video of the scientist setting up on the boat, his account gets banned. And why? I'm not sure, but obviously something is fishy.
Yeah.
You get it?
Pun right there.
You get it?
Yeah, I do get it. But yeah, I did see that his account got, I think two of his accounts got banned.
Yeah.
A bunch of his videos first started getting flagged and taken down by TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then both of his accounts got banned, which is,
it's crazy. Wild. And like, obviously people like, down, you know, saved the video and they were reposting on their accounts and giving him the credit and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty crazy, but it's really confusing, because what if this thing was trying to communicate with him, and when he blew up, the government officials found out and he tried to avoid any information getting out, you know, and his account then gets banned. And obviously this is just a theory, but what do you guys think? I think that this is 100% a siren that was out there trying to speak with him, but hopefully it wasn't trying to lure him in to take him, you know? Who knows?
I mean, he wasn't posting anything that it went against TikTok guidelines when it came to his fishing videos. Because, of course, he had other videos, of like personal videos that he would post. None of those got banned or taken down by TikTok. It was the ones where he was, you know, showing this creature and it was like talking. Those are the ones that got taken down by TikTok, and he was just literally recording. He's not doing anything that goes against the guidelines, so that's how you know something
was up,
weird was going on, when both of his accounts got banned. But with this next story, it involves this video that looks odd, but again, guys, look into it yourself, because it's hard to explain how crazy this looks. This actually happened on June 18th, 2021, where the Navy dropped a 40,000 pound bomb in the Gulf of Mexico. When you see this video, you can see like the rippling effect of the water, but it almost looked like it was glowing, which is what theorists were calling a sonic boom effect. And this is when they set these frequencies so high it could kill a species. And there were theories that what if this was not a test and it was a great threat against any sort of aquatic beings, because of the underwater portals that are allowing these sea creatures such as sirens or mermaids to come back in. That is why recently more sightings of these sea creatures have been more frequent. This may just be a crazy theory, but could this be, you know, the government testing to exterminate these creatures in the ocean? I don't know, because like I've said it before, we were talking about this, why in the ocean?
Not only that, like, I do know that, I can't recall what it was called, but there's this documentary where they were setting off a bunch of bombs, I think in the early 2000s. It was around 2001, 2010, something like that. And all the wells were coming up in the ocean, out onto the sand, you know? And then all these animals started to come out because all these bombs that they were landing, right? And then I think these two kids ended up finding, like, a siren or a mermaid or something. And it was, like, all weird looking and all that crazy stuff. And everybody was just kind of like, why are you guys setting off these things, you know? And you guys are killing the whales and stuff. And they were trying to say like they weren't doing it to do that, you know, like they didn't mean to do that. But it's like, obviously you guys are trying to kill something over there, right?
Yeah. When it comes to these things, there's always the people out there who are hating or would say, you guys are dumb, do you guys not have like common sense? But if you think about it, we have so much empty land in the U.S. Not if they wanted to test it somewhere else, they could. And they've tested grenades, they've tested other bombs on land. Why would you be setting off this huge old bomb in the ocean? Why not test it on land?
And not only that, like, I guess they can, it's obviously a threat to us, you know, people who are living on land, of course, but like, I guess like in, you know, those dry deserts and stuff, I guess it like could set off earthquakes, but then these bombs can also set off tsunamis, right? So like, it's like, you know, it's the same thing, but why are you guys focusing here?
I guess it's just maybe for safety, for human safety, but it's just like, you're killing a bunch of animals that are down there.
I also know that two scientists who were exploring in South Africa actually captured like the aquatic aquatic humanoids on video. And I'm just going to say aquatic humanoids because I don't know if it was a siren or a mermaid. It was one or the other, but they quickly like placed their hand on top of the glass window of their submarine. And I'm not sure if it was confirmed to be real or not, but there was a news reporter who had like interviewed them, and they're like, you know, like, is this like what you guys found? And they basically said that the remains that they found were incomplete. So again, very odd because they didn't really say too much on camera. But there was even sightings of sirens existing in Haiti. And even the locals tend to be scared to go near the waters because some have reported to see a siren sitting on a rock, brushing their hair, singing a song. Like you were saying, like those songs that they sing, they lure you in. And they had like long, sharp teeth, I believe they said. So they say if you hear one of their songs, it can basically put you into a trance where they basically will take you and you become their servants. And they ask you like to bring them certain things. And if you don't bring them this thing, they basically kill you off. It's pretty insane. But before we close out today's episode, like this is just like a whole thing, guys. The list goes on about these things, but I have to say this thing, and it's kind of like confusing that I didn't even know how to like include it in here. Mm-hmm. A conspiracy theory that Beyonce's a mermaid.
Yes,
and let
she's
me just
a siren.
Yeah, or a siren. There you go. Yes, sorry, she's a siren because you know how good she sings and stuff like that, and they say that, you know, she's kind of demonic in a certain way. And you know how sirens are said to be, you know, like demons.
Yeah.
So people were thinking that she was a mermaid, and there's actually a music video where she's hanging upside down, almost like she had a tail, and she's all like singing this song. I don't know if it was Beautiful Liar. It was one of her songs, and people were like, oh yeah, she's a siren. And I don't know if you remember that gold like outfit that she had when she was pregnant with one of her kids, or like I think with the twins or something. They were saying that it was one of the sirens, like one of the goddesses and stuff, like the goddess of like the ocean. I think it was Sagittarius or whatever. So that was just one thing that was confusing, because I'm like, oh snap, like she sings pretty good, you know?
It doesn't seem believable, but
it's kind of like a crazy
age.
You never know. Yeah, you really don't, because like, you know, like sirens can take the shape of, or a form of like a human and stuff. So that's what they were saying about her. So I don't know, guys, this is just like one theory I did not know how to include in here because it was so crazy, but I just had to say it.
All right, so what do you guys think? Do you guys think, you know, these mermaids and sirens are real? Let us know on any of our social media platforms. But we want to thank you guys for joining us today. Don't forget to follow us on all of our pages at Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with a K. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a review letting us know what you loved about it. We would really appreciate it. But without further ado, we are out.
Peace.